The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
Hi, this is Sarah Gilmer.
And I'm Mark Disson. We're here to talk about a problem afflicting Pittsburgh's rivers.
It's called combined sewer overflow. When it storms in Pittsburgh, the storm water that flows into drain pipes overloads the sewer system and then pours directly into the rivers.
We spoke with Thomas Baxter, a representative of Friends of the Riverfront, to learn more about this overflow problem.
Combined sewer overflow, it's when our combined storm waters and sewers sort of overload. So we have a series of outlets that just pour the untreated sewage into straight into the riverfront. And you can take a boat ride and look along our riverbanks. You might see what looks like concrete boxes with little trap doors on them, and that's where the water will flow out.
Essentially, all of the drain pipes in Pittsburgh flow into a single treatment center called Alcosan. If Alcosan cannot handle the excess water, it spews sewage right into our rivers, where we get our drinking water.
Not only does it stink, but it also causes serious health risks to Pittsburgh's residents.
In the past, people believed that the sewer's odor itself transmitted disease. But John Schombert from Three Rivers Wet Weather clarified what the real problem is.
By having the storm sewers and the sanitaries together, every time it rained, you flushed out the storm sewers and you created a cleaner pipe and you didn't have those odors. Reality is it wasn't the odors at all that was causing the disease, but the fact that we're flushing our sewage out into the rivers and then drinking it.
You do not need to be an expert, though, to know that drinking water from sewers will damage your health.
Fortunately, there are a number of organizations in Pittsburgh striving to solve the sewer problem. For example, John Schombert explained what Three Rivers Wet Weather does to resolve the issue.
Three Rivers Wet Weather is a nonprofit corporation with the goal of bringing the communities together, bringing in the technology to solve our wet weather problems and improve water quality.
John also stated that Pittsburgh residents can make some simple yet effective changes to combat the combined sewer overflow problem.
We should be looking at green infrastructure and making your driveways out of space brick instead of a solid piece of concrete or asphalt. And rain gardens and green roofs, as an example, are an opportunity to reduce stormwater.
In addition to the public work that needs to be done, John stressed the importance of encouraging your local government to get involved.
We don't have water governance in Pennsylvania or in the United States. We have political boundaries. One thing the homeowner can do is support and encourage their local officials.
Pittsburgh has a problem that can only be solved by both political and residential action.
It is up to us as a community to solve it. If you want to learn more about how you can help, you can visit threeriverswetweather.org. There are also numerous other organizations in Pittsburgh that would be more than willing to help you.
The rivers really define who we are here in Western Pennsylvania.
This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
and was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowment is available at heinz.org.